This is the World of Agriculture on the Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for ideal conditions for disease pressure. Bring value to you as soybean farmers. After this. Learn more at UnitedSoybean.org.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, hosting Atlantic on the 27th. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, hosting Atlantic on the 27th.
As indicated by the results of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, the crops in Iowa are looking good as we head into the end of the growing season. However, that doesn't mean that there still aren't some issues to look out for.
On Friday, August 29th, Klaus broke ground on a new 44,800 square foot research and development center in Omaha, Nebraska.
The
facility will add new jobs and support the local economy in an area that is already very familiar with Klaus, as the new building is being constructed on the current Klaus campus in Omaha. Eric Raby, senior vice president of Klaus North America, said the new facility will allow them to better assess and address the machinery desires of farmers across the country.
Our R&D center, though, is really the next step, if you will, in our voyage here in the North America. For people who don't know, we started making combines here a quarter century ago, 25 years in Omaha.
White mold out
we also have our academy there, our headquarters for the U.S. and Canada are located there. So it really made sense for us to say, what is the next thing that we want to do? And research and development is extremely important for us because it really allows us to really proactively go out and
listen to customers. Ralph said Valent offers several products that can help farmers get ahead on managing pests and diseases.
For nematode control, we've got a product called Avail Easy.
Raby said the developers won't be cooped up inside the research and development center all the time. They'll be in fields across the U.S. gathering data from producers of all different backgrounds.
In the cornfields of Iowa, in the rice fields of Northern California, wherever they need to be, chopping forage, wherever, and then bring that information back and saying, okay, what are some of the things we saw, what are some of the things that we need to do? And it's not always
for more information, visit Valent.com. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.